Despite increasing public awareness about mental illness and the importance of seeking help, some in the medical community are not taking note of the message for themselves. Surveys by the Beyond Blue Group show that our junior doctors and medical students are having suicidal thoughts at higher rates than the general population, but are reluctant to reach out for help. Clint Jasper has more.
Despite being a high achiever, Dr. Sarah Newman carried a heavy secret throughout her early career.
I've struggled with anxiety and depression, well, for at least sort of 10, 12 years through medical school and through my junior career.
She says she struggled with the stigma associated with having a mental illness in the medical profession.
Even, you know, speaking to you now about it, I have a certain amount of shame and embarrassment about, you know, that I couldn't cope with being this doctor, this role that I had worked my entire life for. And we don't really talk about it. And it was when I wasn't coping, I felt like I was the only one. I was the only one out of everyone who couldn't do my job. I couldn't hack it.
But Dr. Newman is far from the only one.
We know that more than 4 in 10 students and a quarter of doctors are highly likely to have had a minor psychiatric disorder.
Beyond Blue CEO Georgie Harmon.
3.4% of doctors are experiencing very high psychological distress, which is significantly higher than rates in the general population.
She says entrenched attitudes toward mental illness in the medical community make reaching out for help difficult.
Almost half of respondents to our survey thought that doctors are less likely to appoint doctors with a history of depression or anxiety, and 40% agreed with the statement that many doctors think less of doctors who have experienced depression or anxiety. So you're less likely to disclose, you're less likely to seek treatment and support if you think that your colleagues, that your peers are going to think less of you. So that's the bottom line.
Doctors are in the caregiving profession, but Dr. Newman says they're often unaware of their own well-being, let alone their colleagues. And she says there's little in the way of support.
Just such a disconnect that, you know, what makes our patients ill, what makes people ill that we recognise doesn't actually seem to translate to ourselves. Somehow we're immune to this, somehow it just doesn't apply.
A mission to break down the medical community's stigma around mental illness has driven Dr. Newman to organise a symposium on the topic in Perth. It's organised with colleagues from the Australian Medical Association's WA branch.
Last week was Are You OK Day, and if that could be, you know, transported into medicine, that would be, you know, our work, that would be great, because to a colleague to be able to say, you know, are you OK, and to have that an opportunity to discuss how things are going.
Beyond Blue's Georgie Harmon agrees.
We need to keep chipping away at this cultural block. We need to keep reminding doctors through their colleges, through their professional peaks, that doctors are just like us. You know, they are unique in the sense that they're highly trained specialists, but at the end of the day, every single one of us can be vulnerable to depression, to anxiety, and to a range of other mental health conditions.
Beyond Blue's been focused on the issue since 2009, and in Victoria, it's running a workplace mental health program that's been tailored to the specific needs of workers in hospitals. It's hoped the program can be rolled out to other states in the future, but in the meantime, Dr. Newman's just keen to get the conversation started.
If we start trying to accept that we need to look after ourselves, and in looking after ourselves we will be better doctors and better people, then that's half the battle, really.
That's Dr. Sarah Newman ending Clint Jasper's report.